update.
BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. Italy will allow travel to and from the country from June the 3rd as it moves to ease its coronavirus lockdown measures. It will also scrap a two-week quarantine period and allow travel between regions. Here's Danny Eberhardt.
Italy was the first country to impose a nationwide lockdown 10 weeks ago in early March. But the economic impact has been crippling. These planned changes potentially offer a lifeline to the tourist trade. From the 3rd of June, travel to and from Italy will be freed up. Restaurants, bars and hairdressers can open from Monday, or today in the case of Sardinia. But as was seen in France earlier this week, removing restrictions is one thing. Life will remain very different to pre-pandemic days, with people's behaviour altered and the authorities still nervous about the possibilities of a resurgence.
Germany's top football teams will restart their season behind closed doors later, the first major European league to resume play during the pandemic. There'll be six matches in the Bundesliga on Saturday, including a much-anticipated derby between Dortmund and Schalke. Derek Ray is a regular Bundesliga commentator for international audiences.
German football is all about passion. It's the best attended league in the world, the Bundesliga. We're not going to enjoy that, but we are going to enjoy the tradition of Dortmund against Schalke. Everybody in Germany knows about its import, but it will, of course, now have eyeballs on it around the world in a way that it hasn't before yet with these Geisterspiele, these ghost games. The hope is that it will provide a sense of normality after what has happened over the course of the last few weeks.
At least 24 people in northern India have been killed in the latest accident involving migrant workers travelling huge distances home after losing their jobs during the pandemic. About 35 others were injured. Ambarasan Etirajan reports.
Officials said the workers were in a truck which crashed into a parked lorry in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. There have been a series of accidents involving migrant labourers trying to return home. Dozens have been killed. The coronavirus lockdown has triggered a crisis for millions of Indians who rely on daily wages to survive. With no work, they have been heading home by foot, bicycles or in trains and vehicles arranged by the authorities. India has reported over 85,000 coronavirus cases, surpassing China. More than 2,750 people have died so far.
The authorities in France say they've arrested a key suspect in the Rwandan genocide of the 1990s, Félicien Kabuga. The US State Department said Mr. Kabuga is suspected of being the main financier and backer of the political and militia groups that committed the genocide. You're listening to World News from the BBC.